Hey, I'm Mark.
And I'm Chris.
And we're the Leftovers.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
I did not agree to that.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Mark.
What's going on, buddy?
I guess third time's a charm for this.
That's what they say.
The inside joke is we've done this two times already.
I thought you was going to be tired again.
I mean, I am tired. And I'm
you know,
tired
there's
of this.
A good tired, Chris.
What good tired? I'm tired of this not working right.
It's working now.
Well, after we did a test.
It's all good. It's all good. Hey, baby. It's all good.
Don't call me baby.
Here we sit in Palacio Studio A today.
Yeah, we got kicked out of Studio C. So
it's okay. And next month, you pay the bill. How about that?
Well, I don't feel like cleaning Studio B, so we're moved to Studio A. So
we're uptown in Palacio Studio A.
What do you want to talk about today, Mark?
Hate love.
Hating love?
Hate love.
Is it hate plus love?
Or it's actually hate slash love, but...
So we're talking about love, and we're also talking about hate.
Hate, yeah. So you know if, by using those words, it never comes out positive. If you love hate... Or if you hate love, they both come out negative. Right?
Yes, because...
I wonder why that is. They neither come out positive.
Because the way that usually goes is either way you're talking about hate. You're either hating love...
Or loving
or
hate.
Or loving hate.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, you're hating it.
Well, no, you're loving it, but it's still hate. And you're hating it. Is hate stronger than love?
Sometimes.
Let's figure out what hate is.
I got a question for you first. I'm screwing over your notes. Is it easier to love somebody?
Yes.
Or is it easier to hate somebody?
Love someone.
Why do you say that?
Well, personally... And I think these are personal decisions, answers we have, that loving someone, to me, comes much easier. And here's why I'm going to tell you. Because I think by hating someone, and I really don't know what that feels like, but hating someone would have to come from a place in your heart of great anger, extreme anger and dislike and almost a horror film in your heart to hate someone. But again, loving someone, I think if your heart is starting in a place of like, then it's easier to roll over to love.
All right. Do you think that today's versions of the meanings of hate and love are, let's say, watered down?
I believe they're just as skewed as they ever were.
Why do you say that?
You just want me to talk the whole time?
No,
Chris?
I want
to throw up some softballs and just watch me talk?
No, this is coming from conversations that we've started earlier on in the week.
I know.
And you want to hold off on till we do the podcast to talk about it.
You are totally correct.
So now that we're in the podcast setting, I'm messing with your whole note process of the way you're wanting to go about it.
It's all good. It's all good. I got 7 pages here. Lots of record time. We're keeping under a couple of gig. We're good.
Okay. But explain to me how you think that the words love and hate are the same as they've always been, because I didn't
say the same. I said as skewed as they
skewed,
ever were.
Okay. But my thing about it is I feel like I can only go with in today, because today is where we're living. I can talk about somewhat the past that I've lived in. But from what I see today, I think the words or the definitions of how we use in our everyday language, using the words love and hate,
mm-hmm.
The the meaning behind how we use it has been watered down because...
So, with we, you mean you.
I mean society.
Think that the word hate is a watered down version of what it once was.
In our society, yes.
By once was, where are we going with once?
Once being... I mean, when back in...
Back in 2004. So long ago.
No. I'd say even further back than that. I mean,
I was totally joking, Chris.
talk about duels with guns or even swords. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of it was for sport, but some of the times it was...
If you're on the other end of a bullet. That ain't a sport.
But that's what I'm getting at, is it was also used for when you had somebody that you could not stand. You mm-hmm. resented them so much, or you were literally wishing death on them, mm-hmm. that you were like, I'm willing to risk my own life to make sure that that person over there no longer lives.
Okay, you've made my point. You didn't even realize it. But there was a time, even in this country, as young as it is, compared to others, that a couple of men would get out in the street, take a few steps away from one another, turn around and shoot the other one, kill the other one right there in the street. So their version of hate and our version of hate are two different versions of the word and the feeling, emotion, hate. Because their worlds are different.
Yes and no. I mean, the definition...
No, it's just yes.
The definition of hate has always...
Well, if you'd have let me read it, we would know by now.
the definition of hate, I don't believe, has changed.
Let's see what the definition today of hate is.
But the colloquial way...
Uh-oh, look out!
I had to try to throw in a big word that I really didn't know the meaning of.
Hey, own it, Chris. Just own those words, man.
What I'm getting at,
though... Would you say it again for me?
Colloquial.
I like that.
I think that's...
Sounds like an animal.
I think that's what means, like, the way people talk that in the day or in today or whatever. I don't know. I don't know definitions. I'm just liking... I have to use one big word.
One big word. One big word.
This week's big word is colloquial. But before you give the definition, what I'm getting at is the definition has stayed the same, but the way that the word is used, mm-hmm. and the mean, and not the definition, mm-hmm. but the meaning of the word.
Well, that would be the definition.
Well, there's the meaning of a word, but then there's how it's used. Whether 'cause the definition of hate is...
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you ask. With a D on the end of that. Hate, to feel extreme aversion or extreme hostility toward, intensely dislike.
Okay. Now, when the Super Bowl just happened not too long ago.
It did.
And something I kept hearing and hearing and hearing, just because I feel like, I mean... I know that there's people that dislike Taylor Swift's music, mm-hmm. but I don't think they hate her,
right?
Or her music.
They don't know her. How do you hate someone if you don't know them?
But that's kind of where I'm getting to is, mm-hmm. we slowly, through the terms of using the word hate, mm-hmm. it had its meaning. We used it how it was meant. And then somebody threw it in there as a, words are hard. And we're talking about two different words that are have very high meanings.
And they're opposites.
Yes, they're extreme opposites. But that's kind of where I'm getting to of, we took a word that was at one point used as... the tip top of the emotion.
The crescendo.
The crescendo. The climax.
I've got words too, Chris. Yeah.
But slowly, as people have used the word, they've thrown it in where it shouldn't have reached the threshold of using it, and has been used so often that it kind of loses its meaning.
Don't you think that is situational? And here's why I'll say that. Because when I was growing up, we did not use the word hate in our household. You didn't hate someone. You didn't hate the spaghetti. You didn't hate the dog. You did not use that word. But the people who raised me, one in particular, was raised in a household where that word was used regularly, and it was the watered-down version that you're talking about. So that word was used prior to me getting on the earth in a with a person that I would live with for so many years later in a stronger version when I grew up. So I think situationally, the idea of the word, the emotion of hate, can change generationally.
But at the same time, we're not just going with, oh, it went from this household and this household and this household. I'm going with societally.
You can. Because I am part of society, you are part of society, and we are average members of society.
We are part of a society. You can, I am talking about society mimic, as a whole.
Mimic our situations over and over and over again in the country we live. You're going to find that same thing. And it's going to be the opposite of what I lived as well. And probably in a longer version of that. If a family has had a lot of anguish or hurt in the family, possibly, I don't know, I'm just guessing on this one, like most everything I talk about, that maybe that word is watered down. The word hate is more watered down. But maybe if a family has come together over some hardships and realize how lucky they are to have and to do the things they have and do, possibly that word is stronger and they do not use it. I don't think, I do understand the Taylor Swift analogy.
Well, I'm not,
I know that's just one, but possibly if, and I'm going to use, I'll use that for an example. If you listen to a artist in your vehicle, maybe you're in your vehicle 8 hours a week, and you hear a certain artist over and over and over, and you see them on the television when you get home, or you see them on your cell phone when you're at work, or whatever, you feel like that person, you know them at this point because you've seen them and you've heard them probably more than you've heard your own wife or your own kids or your own mother and father. And so you feel like that you are a part of them. And so maybe if they did something really terrible, and boy, you were just upset about it, and the word hate was in your vocabulary, you feel like you're entitled to say, I hate that, or I hate her, or I hate her music. You know, possibly if you're inundated with that person, you feel like you have the right to love or hate that person. It's kind of like you're in a relationship with them.
I mean, we all, no matter what, we have relationships with people. I mean, we can have relationships with people that you never meet.
Uh-oh.
Which sounds weird, but yep. I mean, with you form some form of a relationship with somebody that you watch on YouTube, that you watch on TV, whether it's an act, it's an act or not, whether it's an actor in a sitcom.
But
or,
that's not a relationship.
Can you give me the definition of relationship?
Relationship has something to do with relation, like relate to, like in person, on the phone. Some kind of interaction has to take place for that to be a relationship of any kind.
Well, they're acting like they are going through the same things that you might be going through. I didn't say it was a good relationship. I just said it was a form of a relationship. Doesn't mean it's a good one.
What? Why do people say they hate people? Why? You ever stopped and wondered why someone would say, I hate that person?
Because they feel like they have been wronged or slighted by that person.
Well, that's, yes.
That's a thing.
You're exactly right. But if a person feels enabled to hate, at least in a word, I believe
that you can't read your writing.
I believe that these emotions or words, whichever one it is for the person, is learned. And if you were raised in a household of using the word hate, chances are, to a certain point in your life, you will use it as well. Now, does that water it down for you, or can you ever understand the true meaning, the hurtfulness of the word hate?
At first, you're going to feel like you do know the extent of it just because of the way you were taught how to use it. Doesn't mean you can't learn later on the full extent of hatred and or the other thing we're talking about, love.
You know things that God hates?
Sin.
Haughty, arrogant eyes. Lying tongue.
Sin.
Hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that is divisive and wicked. Feet quick.
So fast, people.
To rush into evil.
Okay.
False witness who pours out lies. A man who stirs up dissension with his brothers. Those are things that God hates. That's what the Bible says. Now, if God hates, why shouldn't we hate?
Who says we shouldn't hate?
I'm going to go with me.
So we shouldn't hate lying tongues?
Well, as a Christian goes, Jesus tells us to love, not to hate. He says, love me with all your heart, mind, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. There was nothing in there about hating.
Love the sinner, hate the sin. That's kind of the way you go about it. What's the definition of love?
Before we get to love.
No.
There's a thing called hate crimes. Crimes committed on a people because of hate.
People think that there's a thing called hate crimes. Hmm? If you take out the hate, you still have the crime.
I'm under the belief if you rob, steal, or cheat someone, you probably aren't loving them. So you hate them. I believe all crimes are hate crimes, in my opinion. Could be wrong, not sure. Not to make light of hate crimes, I'm not. I just believe that all crimes are hate crimes. And whatever our hate crimes laws are, just call them laws, not hate crimes.
Well, there again, I go with just take out the hate part. Mm-hmm. They're still crimes.
It's a crime, yeah.
It doesn't matter if you did it because of
maybe
whatever.
You get an extra zero. Maybe you get an extra zero on the check if it's a hate crime. Not sure.
No, you get extra years for hate crimes.
Ah. See, in order to just be legit right off the top, you still get that for the crime. So you ask the word, is the word hate overused in our society? If you truly stopped and realized what you're saying, you probably would not hate anything. That's just it. no thinking about our words. We don't think a lot. A lot of folks. I had a speech problem when I was young, and I had to think about everything I said about three times before it come out of my mouth. So I think about things about three or four times before I say them. I'm not sure everybody works that way. Well, let me take it. I know everybody don't work that way.
But you and I do.
We have to think before we speak. And I'm not sure the percentage of people who think before they speak. I'm not sure on that one. I believe a majority of people think before they speak, but there is a percentage of our population that whatever is on their mind, it's coming out of their mouth. Stupid, smart, intelligent, ignorant, it's coming out. It doesn't matter. So the word hate would probably flow out of there at any point in time.
But there's a difference in people saying stupid things all the time and the ways that a society uses a word. I mean, you go back, it's just like slang words. If you would have said something about cap 5 years, 5-6 years ago, you would have been thinking about somebody wearing some sort of a hat.
I still think that, Chris. Is there something else I need to think about?
Well, today, the word cap, the youth, I can say that
the
now.
The youth.
The youth the use young. It mm-hmm. as, oh, you're lying. That's cap.
Oh, it's cap. So what about gaslighting? Chris, what's that?
Is that okay. Using gas to light things?
You would think that.
You would think, but no, it's stirring people up to make them think that they are going crazy or right. that...
I just learned that one a couple weeks back. Apparently, I was doing that. That's cap.
but that's when I was thinking of this subject. Yes, this is the subject that came from my mind. Mm-hmm. I got to thinking about how we all the time, if there's a certain food that we really like. Oh, I love mm-hmm. pizza. Oh, mm-hmm. I love this artist. Mm-hmm. You can love him as a person.
Don't you think that when people use that, they're just trying to show emphasis on, instead of saying I like pizza, well, they figure, let's one up that. I love pizza. I don't think they actually love that pizza.
But they're
in love with it.
After our episode on words mm-hmm. and certain words,
yep.
It's gotten me to think that we go away from the true meaning of words to try to put our own spin on it and or take we as people try to take power away from words. Because you don't, because the more I got to thinking about it, when I was in school, my teachers all the time would say, oh, don't say, because I got to think about it, and I would have teachers that would tell me, oh, don't say you hate them, don't mm-hmm. say, and so, because there were so many people saying, don't say hate, don't mm-hmm. say hate, instead of teaching the real meaning, mm-hmm. that's all they would do, and so... After so long of people still saying it because we didn't really know the actual meaning of the word and the actual mm-hmm. emphasis behind it, keep using it, and so now it's really watered down because we don't actually know the meaning of the word. Same thing, I mean... With the way the word love is thrown around these days, I mean, there are so many times where people use the word love and it's nowhere near the meaning of that. It's nowhere near the actual true meaning of the word love.
Wrong. Oh, did you want me to elaborate?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, I believe love Let's get back here. Get back to the notes. See what love. See what it says. See what it says about love. You know what Tina Turner said?
What's love got to do with it?
She did say that. You know she was from Tennessee.
Oh, what's love got to do with it? Got to do with it. Yeah, that's our song for the week.
We'll cut that out.
Please don't.
I won't. You know I won't. I'll probably record it and play it three times.
And then send it to me in the middle.
to feel great affection for, to have great interest in. So, hate was an extreme feeling. Love is also an extreme feeling, the exact opposite of hate, where you want to have, you want. To me, I don't know that you can love an inanimate object. I'm not, I don't know. Maybe. To me, love is between human beings and animals. I think you can love an animal. They have emotions as well. They show you love to their extent. And like loving a car, I just don't think you can love a car.
Can you love a song?
Can you love a... No, it's not even an inanimate object. It's just a sound. Can you love to hear the wind blow? I don't think so. That's just my... I mean, hey, this is just me. Me and you. I think love comes from a place in your heart, in your mind, to where not only can you give it, but also receive it. You don't have to love a person. You don't have to receive it to love that person. You shouldn't expect, well, unless it's your spouse, to receive it. Unless, like I say, unless it's your spouse. But to love someone comes from a place in your heart that hate could come from. But this is an emotion that I think it goes beyond words. I think if you put a couple of people on an island somewhere and they weren't able to speak to one another, just stay around one another, I think they could show one another love without speaking. I think it's that strong of an emotion with their actions, with maybe their eyes. I think they would feel that love from the other person. I think that emotion is so strong that it trumps hate in every circumstance. But why is there so much hate all around?
Because we have watered down the meanings of both of those words, of love and hate. When you have taken something that is meant to be like the pinnacle of your emotion towards somebody, whether it's loving them or hating them, and throwing it around like it's just any other word, any other emotion, the word no longer has that meaning.
I mean, what other words have that kind of strength as love and hate? Hate and love. Those are two.
I mean, those
me.
Are the two of the biggest yeah. ones.
Yeah.
But so, then, but the thing about it is, though, I mean, you throw it around crazy of, oh, I love this artist, I love this, or even these days you
when
hear.
You say you, are you meaning me?
I mean society, okay. Everybody.
Okay. I'm taking offense, so.
Well. You can take offense. You
fold
can,
it up, put it in your pocket, and take it home with you. Right?
I was going to say you could take offense. You could take a poll. You can take. But what I'm getting at is, it's going to take everybody to.
You know, we'll never get everybody no. in anything. I think it takes one person at a time.
I think it takes more than one person at a time. Because
you can think that.
And that's what I think.
Boo.
But what I'm getting at is, it's like you hear on TV people talking about making love.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of the time, it's not two grown adults who are married who love each other making love. No, they're most of the time it's fornication, if not just having sex with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
I think it's wording to where younger children would not ask as many questions because they've heard the word love and maybe have not heard the words sex
again, it's denigrating the word.
Well,
which is a part
situational.
Of
situational.
I mean, which is part of the reason we're talking about this.
I'm going to hop back on the hate train.
That's your favorite train.
No.
Talk about Nick Saban.
I hate the word hate. But hate to me is just a total misunderstanding of a thing or person. Much of the hate that we see in our world is from people who do not understand one another. This hate goes every direction that we can imagine, such as a light-skinned person hating a person skin's a little darker for the reason that their skin is a little darker. Without a conversation, without a notion of what that person is about, they instantly hate them. That is wrong. If a person whose skin is a little darker, man hates another man whose skin is a little lighter, because possibly he had a rough situation at one time in his life, now he hates all light-skinned people. That is wrong.
So what you're saying is you hate racism.
If a couple who's married hates a lesbian couple for the fact that they are not the same as them, that is wrong. If a gay couple hates a straight man because his sexuality, that is wrong. If an atheist hates a believer for the fact they believe, that's wrong. If a Christ follower hates a different believer or an atheist or someone who doesn't believe anything for that very sake, they are wrong. Now, sometimes the last two examples will hide themselves in a little word called love. Huh, you say. What are you talking about? I'm glad you ask.
Well, actually, I didn't ask that, but what I was going to say is, can sometimes love, the act of loving somebody, come out as hate?
I don't think so. But I think people could use love as a cover for hate. It happens all the time.
At the same time, hate, somebody could see something as being hateful, mm-hmm, when it's coming from somebody that is actually trying to show love.
You want to give an IE there?
IE, you're having a religious debate. One person, the person that is trying to talk to the other person and try to explain to them
Their belief. It could be from either side.
That's why I didn't put one side or the other. And that's why I was just saying the person that is trying to explain things could be doing it with love. But because the other person's heart is so hardened that they...
Maybe they don't receive it as love?
They see it as hateful. They see it as hate.
I think as long as two people are having a conversation... I don't think, for the most part, these are generalities. They're not 100%. But as long as there's a conversation between two
consenting adults,
sure, that I don't think you're going to have hate there. Maybe dislike. Maybe I don't understand what you think or your lifestyle or how you are, but conversating will take care of a lot of that hatred.
Yes, but the act of, you can say that you want to conversate, but all you're meaning is you want them to listen and believe what you want.
No, not at all. You've got to be very open when you get into a conversation with someone who is opposite you in certain ways. You better go into that conversation open-minded.
But what about the people that say, oh, well, I love all of these people, and because you don't do everything that I want you to do, that's showing that you hate that person
or
hate those people.
You're a liar.
Which one's the liar?
They don't love those people.
What do you mean?
What you just said.
No, that's not giving me an explanation.
Yeah.
If I don't conform to what they want, I don't love them.
If you don't, I'm totally lost. You're going to have to start over. Give me Jane and Sally.
Jane is saying that this group of people over here is doing something that...
Forget the generalities. What are they doing?
Okay. let's quit throwing out Jane and whatever. Okay. Sure. You have all the time people with the LGBTQ stuff saying that Christians hate gays and lesbians.
You can't tell someone what another group thinks.
But that's not what you just said.
Yes, it is.
No, because what I...
I can't tell you that you hate me. I don't know your heart. I know your actions. I know what it might look like. But I can't tell you that you hate me.
But just because I don't agree with what they're doing...
Sure.
...is not me saying I hate that person.
No.
Now, what they're doing...
If you literally say, I hate your group, okay, you hate them.
I can say I hate the act of homosexuality.
Sure.
People are going to skew that.
If someone told you they hated the act of you and your wife getting married, does that mean they hate you? How would you take it?
People,
I hate married people.
People would screw that.
How would you take it?
I mean, we're in this conversation right now, mm-hmm. so the context that I have of the way you're mm-hmm. saying it is you hate the act of marriage.
Marriage. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So how would you take that?
You don't like marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people.
I'm just trying to show you the opposite of what you were just
saying.
But what I'm
saying is there are people out there that would say that you hate me.
Mm-hmm.
For me being married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of splitting hairs when you think about it.
No, it's not.
It kind of is.
How?
One, you throw the word hate out. And again, we know how emotional, how strong of a word and emotion that is. When you throw that out there, if someone said... I don't have exacts to go on here. I'm just trying to think of if someone said they hated an act that I'm involved in. They don't hate me, but they hate my actions. All right. They kind of hate me, right?
No.
Well, I'm walking through this. Walking through it.
You can walk through it all you want to walk
My
through.
Actions are me, though, right?
No,
your actions are you.
No, your actions are not you.
Oh, I don't know.
They are the...
If you're running down the road in a Speedo, I just added that last part. If you're running down the road, if Chris is running up the road and...
Just a second ago, I was down the road.
Well, now we're sending you back around for another lap. And... I just despise running. Boy, everybody should walk or drive a car. If you run, it just strikes a nerve with me. So if I say to you, Chris, and just us having a conversation, Chris, I hate runners. Boy, they just get to me. All right. One, as we talked about earlier, I don't know that you can hate running in general. I just don't know that that's possible. You can not like it. You can not do it. You can maybe, splitting hairs again. But if I just totally hate the action of running, does that mean that I hate you for running? Or I just hate you? Or I just hate running?
You hate the running. Now,
but isn't that hating you because you're the one that showed me that you're running, and I don't like that, so.
You see somebody doing something that you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Does it mean that the person's all bad?
No, not at all. Just, I mean, I wouldn't hate anyway, but, I, you know, again, I'm trying to understand where you're
coming from. They're a runner, okay. Mm-hmm.
I hate runners, says the old guy. Not me.
If you say I hate runners, you're talking about people.
So you're involved in that.
Because you're pointing to
ers and not ing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're pointing that you hate the people that do an action and mm-hmm. not. See, I don't say that I hate homosexuals. I don't hate them.
I'm going to edit this where it sounds like you said it.
Probably. I don't hate the people.
Mm-hmm.
I believe what they are doing, what the actions that they do
mm-hmm.
are sinful.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate sin. I hate the sin.
That's what I was talking about earlier, about hiding behind love to hate. For people that say, I hate homosexuals. I hate their actions, but I love them. I mean, aren't we splitting hairs?
No, because they're right there. You said you hated.
Why not say people? I love everybody?
Where
works
are we
out better?
Okay, I'm going to show you the difference. You just said you hated homosexuals.
No, that was somebody else talking.
Okay,
I don't.
You were using an example, mm-hmm. and in your example, you pointed to the person
mm-hmm. on purpose.
I'm not talking about hating the person. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about hating the action.
I think I said homosexuality, didn't I?
No, you said homosexuals. Yeah. Just now, if you said you hated homosexuality,
mm-hmm.
that's different. That's not the person in itself. That is the act of what I believe is what is sinful and wrong.
Okay.
That person can be made clean from their sin.
They do not see that as sin.
Okay. But there's still not a point in there where I said anything about hating that person.
Mm-hmm.
You're wanting to put the... You're trying to say that just because somebody does something, when somebody talks about not liking the thing that they do,
mm-hmm.
that's putting it on them because they do that thing.
Right. Because without them, the thing never would exist.
Okay, and?
Then you're putting it on that person.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'll talk deeper.
You can talk deeper all you want. It's still no.
Okay.
Because it's still not the... Because if that person never does that thing, you don't hate that thing.
So, if you say... I'm trying to understand here. If you say, I love heterosexuality.
I wouldn't say that.
Do you love the act of man and woman coming together as one in marriage and... heterosexuality, having sex with the opposite sex? I mean, if you said that, does that mean you love everybody or you love their actions or, you know? Because we use the word homosexuals a lot, but we don't use the word heterosexual.
If you said heterosexuality,
mm-hmm.
that would mean the whole act of male, female mm-hmm. doing their yep. thing.
So do you think that affects you? When someone would say that.
That they hate it?
No, that they hate it. Mm-hmm.
Does it affect me? No. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they didn't say anything about me.
And again, zero people are ever going to say that. So.
Oh, no, there's plenty of people out there that say it.
But, I mean, why?
Because they are people that want to be heard and they want to... Or they might actually believe it. I don't know. People believe a lot of things. People believe the earth's flat. Doesn't mean that it's real or not. It just means that that's what they believe.
So how strong of an emotion do you believe love is?
The actual thing of love is a very strong emotion. And it's the same thing with hate. Hate is a very strong emotion.
Which is stronger?
I would like to say love is the strongest emotion.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with you.
Something else we talked about earlier on in the week, and I never got an answer. Is it easier to stop loving somebody or stop hating somebody?
Stop hating.
Did I say harder or easier?
Easier.
Okay, then I'll. I guess
which one is tougher? Stop hating or stop loving? Man, that's the opposite. That's stop loving is tougher.
I couldn't remember the actual question I asked you, even though it was 3 seconds after I had said it.
I mean, ultimately, that's the question. Which one is harder to do? Stop loving or stop hating?
It's much harder to stop loving somebody. Mm. Yep. Because, I mean, you put... I believe that with love, you put so much more of yourself into that emotion.
Mm-hmm. It's like a slow cooker. It's like love is in a crock pot. And hate, a lot of times, is in a microwave. It's just instant mad, and I hate you, and blah. But I think love grows slowly. It can be microwave love, but I don't think that lasts. I don't know that that's real love.
It could be crock pot, slow cooker, Matt, or hate.
Yeah, I hadn't really witnessed a lot of that because a lot of the people that I've seen to get upset with one another and hate if it got to that point, if a conversation took place, they usually squash it. And it usually gets better.
I think hate these days is more of a group thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would say it used to be like that in the old day. I mean, you hear about these feuds that families used to have.
Family Feud? Yeah, Steve Harvey. No. That's a funny guy.
Talking like Hatfield.
Let me see cats.
I'm talking more like Hatfields and McCoys type stuff.
Yeah.
It starts off with two people that get mad at each other. And then something else happens mm-hmm. between the families. And then it just becomes a family mm-hmm. thing of we hate them because their last name is this.
Yeah. We had a little bit of that in our family. One of my uncles got shot and killed early on in his life, 20s. And so the guy that shot him's last name was hated by my family. And so I grew up thinking, if you had that last name, ooh, you were nothing, you know. But it's not true. But like I say, I think a lot of hate comes situationally. And you grow up hearing something, and a lot of times you don't question stuff as a child. You don't know how to question stuff as a child. And possibly you shouldn't question stuff. Not sure on that one. But if you grew up hearing that last name was dirt, you know, you're gonna think that's dirt.
Yeah, I mean, the same thing with racism. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of that is taught.
Mm-hmm.
It can be untaught,
mm-hmm. unlearned with a conversation.
But at the same, I mean, it might be more than a conversation. But
well, if you grew up in a household where you thought another color was wrong because of their color, and when you got old enough to have a conversation with the other color, you'll realize real fast it's just another person.
Yeah.
That's all it takes is a conversation.
But then you also have, I mean, we can use what's going on over there in Israel. You have the Jews versus the Muslims,
mm-hmm.
basically. I mean, they hate each other because of their beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Don't you notice all the divisions that we have? And this could be a whole other show here, Chris. But, divide and conquer.
Yeah, I mean,
not only our situation here in the U.S., but all over the world, division works.
Yeah, I mean, that's why governments allow it to happen.
Yep, want it, encourage it to happen.
Yeah, they want it to happen. They want one side to make the other side crazy, mm-hmm. so that they can. It makes it easier to control a population.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the thing about it is, though, people are so. I say people, I mean all
it's
of...
It's even like that in Christianity, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
That's sad.
But what I'm alluding to is no matter whether it's a religious sect or a country or even the entire world,
mm-hmm.
The people that are quote-unquote in charge because we've...
Elected them. You didn't have to quote it. They're in charge.
Well, they're in charge because we've given them the power.
That's how our government works. Yeah.
Well, it works like that because we have allowed.
I'm voting for you next time.
the people have allowed people in office to. Well, I'm just going to use the United States as an example.
Go ahead, Chris. Use it.
We as the people have given more and more power to the federal government. The federal government used to not have that much power because mm-hmm. the power was in the hands of the states. Mm-hmm. And as time has progressed and we've gone through wars and people are like, well, if we've got to worry about another nation, we need them to have more power to mm-hmm. keep these people from coming in and hurting us. And so we've slowly allowed for the federal government to have more and more and more and more and more and more power.
More and more and more. Because we're a young nation and we're still evolving. We always will. And we have evolved to where we are right now. To change that, it'll take some time.
But the thing about it is, though, people have gotten so complacent that mm-hmm. they don't want to take the hard times that will hopefully make better times. Mm-hmm. Because it's not a guarantee. They can keep going with the status quo mm-hmm. and it be, for the most part, guaranteed that they're going to be able to continue to live the life that they're living.
Yep.
Or they can try to overthrow the power
It'll be kind of like it's always been. There'll be a group of younger folks that'll want to change. There'll be a group of older folks that want status quo. And then you'll have the extremes. The super old that could care less. The super young who just don't know. And that's where we'll be.
But it doesn't mean that it shouldn't happen.
It does, it does.
Think that's a good place to leave it this week?
I believe so. Let's end it with love. Hey guys, love one another. That's what we need to do.
We would like you to show us some love by
sharing this podcast. Share it, like it, love it, want some more of it. We'll have another one next week. We've got a episode coming up next week from a listener. Thank you, listeners, for giving us ideas.
Don't give them.
Listeners, I'm not saying anything. Okay. Listener has given us an idea for an episode next week, and we're going to run with it. Thank you, listeners.
No, we're going to sit and talk with it.
In that as well.
I don't plan on running anywhere.
It's all good.
I hate runners. I mean, I hate running.
I mean.
Have a good one. We'll try this again later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.